were three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady, who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow,
the United States I'm drawing looks kind of weird.
Oh, it'd look better if you hadn't forgotten Baja California.
Yeah, I guess that would help.
How's the homework going?
Terrific. Clark's so wonderful, so super. Oh, you can't believe it.
I'll take one just like him in the big economy size.
Little girls are so funny. Jan was so worried she'd never have a boyfriend.
Well, let's face it, 11 years old. She's not getting any younger.
Mom, have you or Alice seen my math book?
I think it's in the family room, Marcia.
Thanks.
Oh, Marcia, honey, Jan and Clark Tyson are in there studying.
I won't disturb them. Hi.
Hi.
Clark, this is my sister, Marcia. This is Clark Tyson.
Hi.
Hi. We're studying for a geography test tomorrow. We'll all get right out of your way.
No hurry. Wow, have you got a neat sister?
You think so?
Wow, how'd you ever get a sister like her?
Just lucky, I guess.
How was your day?
Just terrible. The worst. Really the worst. I'm so mad I could... Oh, my math.
Did something happen at school?
Something didn't happen at school. Clark didn't even look at me. I saw him at lunch and I passed him in the hall 5 times.
Maybe he had something else on his mind.
He sure did. Marcia.
Marcia?
Yes, Marcia. It's all her fault.
What's Marcia got to do with Clark?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think our blue-eyed daughter has been smitten by the green-eyed monster.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?
What's with you?
What I want to know is, what's with you and Clark Tyson?
Who?
Don't pretend you don't remember. After what you did yesterday when Clark and I were studying, and you came slinking in.
Oh, him. Your little friend from school.
He's not my little friend from school. He's taller than I am, and he's the best-looking boy in my class. You came in there on purpose, just to turn on your icky old charm.
Are you kidding? Why would I be interested in him? He's only a child, and I'm a woman.
He's not a child. He's 12.
You're being ridiculous. All I did was walk in the room and pick up my book.
Well, if that's all, why did his eyes nearly pop out of his head?
I can't help it if his eyes popped.
You are trying to steal my boyfriend and you know it.
I just came in for my book.
Well, then why did he drool over you and pay no attention to me?
Jan, if boys don't find you attractive, don't blame it on me.
Thank you.
Marcia, what's going on between you and Jan?
Oh, I don't know, Mom. She came in here accusing me of stealing her boyfriend. Imagine, a mature person like me trying to steal a 12-year-old.
Well, you must have done something, honey.
Not a thing. Honest. Yesterday when she was studying with Clark and I went in to get my book, I said hi. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, that all depends on how you said it. Hi or hi.
Mom, it's nothing more than sibling rivalry. That means competition between brothers or sisters.
Oh, gee, I'm glad you cleared that up. As long as you're smart enough to know what it means, let's see if you're smart enough to help put a stop to it.
I'll do everything I can, but it's really up to Jan.
Greg?
Yeah?
You busy?
Yeah. What do you want?
I need some advice.
Okay. Shoot.
It's about boys.
I thought you shrewd females knew all about us poor dumb guys.
Well, this is for a friend of mine. See, she met this real cute guy, and everything was groovy. Until then, all of a sudden, he lost interest. Why would a guy do this to my friend? Just lose interest.
Well, maybe she's using the wrong kind of toothpaste.
I'm serious, Greg.
Well, how should I know? The guy probably found something about her he didn't like.
Such as what?
Huh? Maybe she's got a face that'd scare snakes.
She has not.
Is she too fat?
No.
Too thin?
No.
Well, then it's got to be her crummy face. Who is it?
Just some unfortunate girl. Thanks, Greg. Yuck! My crummy face. Greg was right. Rotten freckles.
Cinnamon cookies.
They're Jan's favorites. Thought I'd make some to cheer her up.
Well, I guess a shattered romance can be pretty rough at that age.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was 10 or 11, I had a big crush on a girl. Had three teeth missing in front.
You were the girl.
No, the girl. Yeah. She was all gums, but I loved her. She threw me over for a kid who could whistle through his nose.
Oh, my. I once had an offer of marriage when I was 7. Looking back, I should have taken it.
Mom, can I go to the store, please?
Well, don't be long, dear. Dinner's almost ready.
Who can eat?
I wish there was something we could do to make her feel better.
Maybe we could give her some of her birthday presents in advance.
Hey, better than that. How about a surprise birthday party?
Wonderful. Yeah. A party's a sure cure for the blues.
You mean with balloons and paper streamers and cake and ice cream and everything?
That works.
Everybody, now this is a very important meeting. High level, top secret stuff.
Jan isn't here yet.
That's the whole point. We'll be planning her surprise birthday party for Saturday night.
A surprise party? Neato!
What do you want us to do?
We'll do anything. Just tell us.
Cindy, you're in charge of putting the candles on the birthday cake. Do you know how many to put on?
Sure. I can even count high enough to put candles on your cake.
I mean, that many candles would be against the fire law. Marcia, you're going to have the honor of baking the cake.
Oh, great. Let's see. I'll bake a double chiffon, orange, 3-layer, upside down, with pink frosting and peppermint sherbet filling.
Bobby, you're going to be in charge of blowing up the balloons.
That's a good job for him. He's a windbag.
Greg, you and Peter will be in charge of the decorations. Balloons, paper streamers, all that jazz. Now, any questions?
Who's in charge of the ice cream?
Oh, that's my department.
Want a trade? You could blow up balloons, and I could be in charge of the ice cream.
Are you kidding? That would be like putting a mouse in charge of the cheese.
Thank you.
Something for you, young lady?
Oh, I was just looking around. Do you have any kind of, Well, something to get rid of. Freckles.
Freckles?
It's for a friend of mine.
for a friend of yours.
I suppose these freckles she has, they're a real big problem.
They're ruining her life.
Oh, that's too bad.
Making her a social outcast.
Oh, that is a shame. Pretty girl, I suppose, if it weren't for those old freckles.
Well, she's not bad looking. I mean, not really ugly or anything. It's just...
those old freckles.
I can see you understand.
Indeed, I do.
Well, is there anything I can... I mean, she can use?
Well, there are some creams and ointments, but I wouldn't recommend them. You might suggest to your friend that a little lemon juice wouldn't hurt. And stay out of the sun, too.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you.
We've got to hide these birthday presents someplace where Jan won't look.
Hey, how about under my bed?
Sure.
And I walked home with.
Her name's Ginny Wilmer. Talk about cool.
Yeah, sure. She's not bad.
She's really neat. All the guys in our class are flipped.
Well, I only saw her from a distance.
She's even better up close. Kind of crazy eyes. And lots of freckles. Boy, do they make her look out of sight.
There goes your last excuse. Isn't the freckles on just dumb old you?
Oh, Bobby, honey, would you mind telling everyone dinner's ready?
Okay, but what's the matter with Jan? She sure is acting funny.
In what way?
Well, first she rubbed a lemon on her face, and then she started crying.
Lemon? Jan, dinner's about ready.
I'm not hungry.
Hey, what's the problem? Come on, let's talk about it.
There's nothing to talk about.
Jan, you'll only make it worse keeping it to yourself.
Nobody understands.
Oh, I think we do, Jan. Clark Tyson's just one boy. One of these days, you'll meet another one.
You sure will. Hundreds of them.
Well, you mustn't feel left out because you don't have a boyfriend now.
But I do have a boyfriend.
Oh, you do?
He's one of the nicest boys in the school, and he thinks I'm super cool.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jan. What's his name?
His name? It's George.
George what?
George Glass. George Glass. I'll go wash up for dinner. I'm starved.
A minute ago, she was never going to eat again. Now she's starved and has a new boyfriend.
Well, go figure out a woman, even her size. Wow. That's pretty wild.
Way out.
That's really something.
What is it?
A painting.
Yeah, well, the idea had occurred to us.
I painted it for Jan's birthday Saturday.
Oh, she'll love it, Peter. But you may have to explain what it is.
It's supposed to be an elephant walking through some woods.
Oh, yeah, of course, it's an elephant.
Oh, sure, I can see it clearly now. There's the old elephant right there.
That's a clump of trees. The elephant's over here.
Oh, well, with this light in here, it's kind of hard to see.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. How's the new boyfriend?
Huh?
George.
Oh, George. Terrific. Every day in school, he carries my books and my tray in the cafeteria. He's out of sight.
I'm home. Hi, Pumpkin.
Hi, Daddy. Hey, what does he look like?
Who?
George, your new boyfriend.
Oh, he's sort of tall and dark and handsome.
How come you never said anything about it?
I don't go around blabbing. What's so unusual about having a new boyfriend?
It just seems funny you never said anything about him.
Yeah, how come he never phones or anything?
Oh, well, don't worry, he will.
Hello, operator. Will you call back on 762-0799? There may be something wrong with our bill. Thank you.
I'll get it.
Sure.
I'll get it.
Hello? This is Jan. Oh, hi, George. So thoughtful of you to call. Excuse me, George. Do you mind? This is a personal phone call. Yes, George, I'm listening.
Okay, you guys.
The girls were absolutely green with envy when this real cute boy started talking to me.
Oh, boy, Gordon?
Oh, Dad. I'm talking about Tommy.
Oh, Mike, you're out of it. Gordon was weeks ago.
Well, you gotta have a computer to keep up with her boyfriends.
We forgot the pickles.
Well, I'll get them.
No, I'll go.
Operator? Having trouble with our phone. Will you call back at 762-0799, please? Thank you.
Hey, where are the pickles?
I guess we're out of them.
I'll get it.
I'm gonna put up a sign saying watch out for housekeepers crossing highway.
Thanks, Alice.
There you go, Greg.
Hello? Oh, hi, George. Sure, I can talk. It's so sweet of you to call, George.
King George is back on the line.
Oh, I must own the phone company.
Boy, has he given her the rush.
Mind an interruption, dear?
No.
I have an inspiration.
Bring it in. I could use one.
Well, you know how crazy Jan is about George.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we invite him to a birthday party? That way she'd have a double surprise.
Hey, you're right. That is an inspiration. That's why I had to find George without letting Jan know.
Right. Well, look, I'll round up the other kids and put them on his trail.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. How'd it go? What about George?
I couldn't find him. There's no George in Jan's class.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey. Oh, hey, wait a minute. What's the word on George?
It's a mystery, Dad. Really?
What do you mean?
I checked in the attendance office. There's no George Glass in the whole school.
Well, Mike, the mystery about George deepens.
Oh, yeah? How do you mean?
I cover this whole area, and there's no George Glass in this part of town.
Well, that's strange.
Sorry.
Well, you tried, Greg. Mike, are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking?
There's no George Glass, period.
Exactly.
Why, honey? Why this problem with boys? She's bright and attractive.
I wish I knew. We'd have to ask a boy.
What'd you want to ask me about, Mrs. Brady? Thank you.
Well, Clark, we've been curious about something, and since you're in Jan's class, we thought you might be able to tell us.
Well, I'll try.
It's about Jan. How do the boys feel about her?
They all like her.
They do?
Yeah, she's a real good guy.
Guy? But Clark, Jan is a girl.
Yeah, but she doesn't look too much like one. She doesn't wear groovy clothes and all that kind of stuff.
You don't say.
She's a swell guy.
Thanks, Clark. I get the picture.
Good arm.
Dad! No pictures! I look terrible!
I'll make sure to keep you off camera. Okay. Let's go, Jan.
I didn't even know it was you.
Yeah, it's just kind of dumb, isn't it?
What's so dumb about it? I think it's cool.
You mean you like it?
Yeah, I like it. You make a great-looking girl. Wow.
Gee, thanks.
Gee, thanks, Clark. Oh, Mom, Dad, it's terrific. I couldn't have been more surprised.
Yeah, one thing, though. How about George?
Oh, it doesn't really matter. I've given George up. To me, he doesn't even exist anymore.
Whammo. Well,
oh, second? Well, it must be good cake. There you go.
Whammo number two. Hey, that's good. You tasting this?
Yeah, it's thick and rich and gooey.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way I love it.
Well, I think the party's a swinging success.
Two down and one to go.
I knew.
Well, first Marcia had a boyfriend problem. Then it was Jan. Cindy's next.
Cindy, honey, she's only 8 years old. You know, be interested in boys for a couple of weeks yet. I think I'd like to amend that prediction.